You're listening to Third Eye Talks, a podcast for the spiritual junkie, with your host, certified life and spiritual coach, Naz Rose. Hello and welcome back to Third Eye Talks, beautiful listeners. I am your host, certified life and spiritual coach, Naz Rose, and we are back with our philosophy series. And I would love for all of you to welcome back my incredible co-host for this series, which is now in its sixth episode. Help me in welcoming and saying hi and welcoming back to the space, Daniel Jude from Divine DNA Astrology and my co-host for this series. Hey, Danny.
Hello, hello. How's everyone doing?
All good. We are good. So today we are moving into, and for those of you who are just picking up the podcast on this episode, go back and listen to the full philosophy series. We are going at this particular time through the Kabbalion and the Hermetic principles. And so we're talking about each principle in episodes, in a series of episodes. So you may want to listen to those, go back and listen to them, because they really do explain the groundwork for the Hermetic principles. And now we're like at the end of it, we're down to the last two. And this one before the last one is the principle of causation. And as I always do, I'm going to read just a small passage from the book, The Kabbalion. And if you are interested in purchasing this book, it's available anywhere. And you can pick it up, read it, definitely recommend. So I'll read a little bit of what the book says about this principle, and then Danny and I will go into our conversation and see what this means for each one of us and how it can help you. So, every cause has its effect. Every effect has its cause. Everything happens according to law. Chance is but a name for law not recognized. There are many planes of causation, but nothing escapes the law. The great sixth Hermetic principle, the principle of cause and effect, embodies the truth that law pervades the universe, that nothing happens by chance, that chance is merely a term indicating cause existing but not recognized or perceived, that phenomena is continuous without break or exception. Ooh, all right.
That's a juicy one.
Closest book, bam.
Heavy.
I know, the end, drops mic, that's it, episode done. So Danny, tell me, as we have in other episodes for this series, what does this principle mean to you in everyday terms?
It's funny you mentioned in everyday terms, because it's definitely, it could be a very broad one, because, depending on which plane you're thinking about, mental plane, physical, spiritual, on everyday terms, I feel like, everything happens for a reason. There are no coincidences. Everything happens because something before it caused it to happen. Even if we're unable to see the history of that effect, of what were the causes that caused the cause before that and the cause before that, it's just like a code that's moving. But in terms of, putting it to use in order for manifestation with what we've been talking about, I feel like it points to the fact that we do have to take action. And earlier in the series, I mentioned the four elements and what each one is useful for and why it's important when it comes to manifestation. And this one highlights, I feel like, the element of fire that embodies taking action. So sometimes it's not enough to just meditate, think certain thoughts, and be a certain feeling. You also have to show the universe that you're trying to make that change. So whatever it is that you're trying to manifest, especially if it's something that's outside of your norm, something that's outside of your everyday reality that you've ever brought into your reality, you have to show the universe that you're willing to take those steps. For instance, if you want to become a millionaire and you've never made over $100,000, you know, that's a big step. So we have to put ourselves in that mindset, in the emotions of someone that, you know, makes $1 million. And not to make it all about, you know, material, but it's something that I saw a post, I think, I believe on Instagram recently, that hits home with this is, I remember a time that I asked Lamborghini why they don't have car commercials. And their response was, the people that we sell our cars to aren't sitting on the couch watching TV, watching car commercials. So that's the post that I saw, and that kind of, you know, that hits home. It's like, yeah, true. So if we are wanting to manifest that $1 million, act like you already have those $1 million, you know, things of that nature. You just have to take those steps. You know, that's the cause. And then the effect is, you know, getting closer to that goal.
I love that interpretation. And I love the quote about the Lamborghini, because it's so true. I agree with you 100% that you have to put yourself in the energy. And I think that's really what this book and the philosophies in this book and the things that they talk about is really about, is that we have so much more power than we think we do to impact the future, that we can take action, right, in present day, that's going to make a tremendous difference on our future. We can really put ourselves in that driver's seat. So I love that. And I think this, so going a little bit deeper into this, I know for myself, I use it as a way to explain to clients sometimes when they're in a hard spot, how the present situation is going to affect something that is coming up. Like we like to say, everything happens for a reason. Yes, we know that's true. But specifically, this very event, whatever it is, you are being pushed out of your home, you're losing somebody that you love, you're going through a really difficult time with your health. Everything that you are going through in this particular moment and time is because something has to happen in the future. And so you have to go through this trial to really impact the future. And that's not just for yourself, it's for a bunch of people, right? And so when you walk around with that thought in your mind and you realize, oh, I'm going through this for a bunch of events, for a bunch of people that are, you know, going to benefit from this, including myself, then it allows you to feel like, okay, I get it. Do you find that do you use this principle in that way? Like, do you put yourself in that seat when you're going through hard times?
Yes, it's very true. And maybe sometimes not even thinking about it in terms of the hermetic principles, because, mm-hmm. you know, before we started this episode, we were talking about it.
Yeah.
Like the certain situations that we go through that may be tougher, but having that perspective of that, those are important because it shows us where we need to do further work, further healing. And then a step further, a notch further from that is yes, I have seen it in that sense where these things that I'm going through, I've seen, you know, putting that work into myself has helped and healed so much. But beyond that, it makes me realize, oh, wow, now I can use this for others going through similar situations. Or when someone comes to me for an astrology reading and they mention a certain topic, I know how to go deeper into that before even going into that part of their charts. I have certain questions so that they know themselves, and you know, that work that I've put in, or those philosophy or works or videos, books, whatever it may be, that have helped me, you know, refer that to them as well, or use some of what I've learned from that knowledge to help them as well. Mm-hmm. So you know, it does have that ripple effect of we go through these trials and tribulations in order to help ourselves, in order to heal ourselves. But a step further from that is because it'll have an impact and help heal others down the line as well.
Absolutely. I think that really comes into play now that we're talking about it. When we're in a difficult spot and we have to make a decision that we feel is going to hurt somebody else, in reality, our actions will set off a domino effect that will lead that person further into their true destiny, right? So I'm thinking of like a situation where you may be not happy, right, in a relationship. Or like I talk to my listeners all the time about when I was engaged to my ex and how bad I felt to break up that engagement. But I knew even then at 23 years old, I understood that setting him free, even though it was going to hurt at the moment, that I was releasing him somehow to somebody who was really meant to be his person. And, you know, I know eventually he went on to meet her. He went on to have children, and these children had to be born. But so when you're in a tough spot, you may think that you're hurting the person, and you are at the moment, but you're also setting off a course of events that will lead to these really beautiful things that have to happen in the future. So I feel like this principle can help us with those feelings that we have when we're in a tough spot. Or, you know, to think about my own life, my mom was pregnant with me, but she didn't want to have me, right? She had my brother who was disabled and she had her hands full. She didn't want to have another baby. But all of these things happened, from my dad finding out that she was pregnant to my grandmother knowing and them kind of coming into cahoots to plan a baby shower and do all of these things so that I could be born. There were multiple effects, multiple causes, multiple people that had to be involved in not just my birth, but all of ours. When we really think about it, how many people had to meet in order for us to come alive, right?
Like, exactly.
And when you think about that, you're like, my parents, my grandparents, my great, there were generations of people who had to be in a room, meet, fall in love, and in order for us to be here today. So I think that really defines this principle and how massive it is.
Most definitely. That's why when, you know, before this episode, and I was thinking, because I know the question that's going to come about, what does this principle mean to me? So I'm already here thinking about the different planes and how deep it can go. And then you threw a curveball with the in everyday life. I'm like, okay, we're going to start there, because it's fractals. It can really go as deep as you want it to go. And you just went there with with that, like the amount of people that had to meet, the amount of stories that are out there, the amount of things, the amount of struggles, suffering, beauty, you know, the amount of so many mix of emotions and circumstances for it to lead to our birth is astronomically a large amount of causes, you know.
Honestly, right? Magnificent, miraculous, whatever you want to call it. It's incredible the amount of things, the amount of miracles and causes that happen every single day in our lives that will impact the future. And I think that sometimes, you know, we do get into the everyday life thing and we kind of go, oh, everyday life. But everyday life is going to create an effect in the future that adds up to something really significant. So I think this would be my next question to you. You know, we know that we always get this thing, we live in hustle culture and do it all quickly, get it all done. But would you agree that there's room to like take small steps every day that are going to lead? Do you believe that that really leads to something massive, that you can do something really miraculous that way instead?
Most definitely. I mean, I'm working on that right now with what we were mentioning before. You know, there are certain things that I know that I'm working on, things that I'm trying to change, you know, being in a personal year five of changes. And sometimes you have to take those little steps. Sometimes things that are outside of our norm, you know, taking those actions, those causes that are outside of ourselves in order to embody a different identity that we're trying to achieve, we have to step out of our comfort zone. And sometimes that's not going to come with like one, two, or three big actionable changes. Sometimes it takes a step outside of ourselves, or even things that we've done before within our lifetime that we've kind of stepped away from, that we know was of benefit to us, but doing it little by little. Like, for instance, if you're wanting to change your habits, like, you know, and if, and more importantly, if you're wanting to keep certain promises to yourself and do something for 30 days, it's not always the best idea, especially at the beginning, to say, okay, I want to work out, I want to lift weights every day, 2 hours a day for the next 30 days. No, sometimes it's best to just say, you know what? I'm going to work out 5 minutes per day. Let me keep that promise to myself. Mm-hmm. 5 minutes may not sound like much, but that little ripple effect of you completing, you know, some form of physical activity 5 minutes a day, which is easily more, a lot easier to achieve. Once you get to those 30 days, you're going to be motivated to do more, 10, 15 minutes, and, you know, it snowballs. So
Talk about it, Danny. Talk about it. Yeah, I think, you know, I'm a big believer that there are times when you do really, when you take really big steps and really big risks. But I also think that the magic is in the everyday implementation of this principle of really just knowing that you think you're doing something really small every day when you cook dinner and fold laundry and wake up and go to work. You think you're doing these really small things, but those are actually the things. Those are actually the things that are going to predict who you become, right? And so the moment that you want to make a change in your life, you don't have to do a radical, crazy, insane change. Yes, those are good sometimes, but also you can make just a little change where you say, okay, I'm going to wake up 10 minutes earlier every day. And those 10 minutes earlier that I'm going to wake up, I'm going to journal. And the amount of self-work that you're going to do with those little 10 minutes every day will end up being the massive things that really change your subconscious mind, yourself, your healing journey. It's just, it's really seeing the miracles of every day and how every day you have the ability to create a tremendous impact in the future. So that to me is this principle summarized. Is there anything else there that you would want to add to that?
Oh, no, I feel like you really hit it home. And more than that, you've broadened my perspective and opened my mind even further for how this principle can work. That's a testament to these principles in general. There's so many ways that they can be understood and applied.
Right. That's so, philosophy, right?
Yeah. That's why it's one of those books that I go to so often, because our circumstances, you know, every now, you know, in different periods and different years is going to be different. We're going to be able to read these principles in different ways throughout our lives.
Yeah.
And apply it in different ways.
This is also where you bring so many, where they really start to come together, because you realize, okay, as above, so below, everything is mental. If I realize that there are no coincidences, and that the way that I think matters, the way that I use these principles matters. And I know also that whatever it is that I want, I can create today. I can create starting today. So it's really like the embodiment of all of it. And it's really adding to it the factor that every day, every action you take is miraculous. It's leading to something. It's going to change somebody's perspective. You may change somebody's life who's trying to listen out for a sign, and you're just having a conversation with a friend and they pick up on something you're saying, and now you've opened up their entire world. Like, every moment of our lives is filled with miracle energy, with tremendous causes that will one day affect the future. And I love that about this principle. So what would you tell someone maybe who's having a hard time implementing this principle, or is having a hard time understanding it? What would you tell them? How would you break this open for them, or crack it open for them?
Oh, wow. Excuse me. I feel like you did such a great job with that. What can I add on to that?
Let's say someone having a hard time, right? Who doesn't, who's like, I'm stuck in this really crappy place, and I don't see how anything that's going on here is going to impact positively my future. How might you, what advice might you give that person?
Well, I would tell them to think back on a situation, because we've all had it. We've had situations where we've gone through tough, difficult situations. And in being in that moment, you know, depending on the situation, can be very dark or heavy or emotional. But I would have them think on that situation and what came of it.
Mm-hmm.
And specifically a situation where things got better, because that's the beauty of wisdom. That's the beauty of aging, that we go through so many different experiences, that when we do cross specific patterns that are starting to form again, or situations that remind us of once previous, we know that we're able to get through it because we've already done it. Maybe mm-hmm. in different circumstances, different situation, but the feelings, the emotions, the pattern is similar. There's a theme there. So I'd have them do that, think back on those situations and how, like, what was the good that came out of it?
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'd start, at least.
This is my number one exercise in every course that I teach about change, is gather the evidence. I call it gather the evidence. If you look back at your life, like you said, something always came out of one of those situations where you were in a really dark place. Something positive came out of it. And so knowing that something positive always came out of that is evidence to the brain specifically, because we know the brain is like, it's a machine. It needs evidence, right? It's a machine that once it sees this evidence, it's going to go, okay, well, if it happened every other time, then scientifically, I can expect that that will be the same this time too. I'm supposed to meet somebody here. I'm supposed to get some kind of skill in this place. I'm meant to rethink the way that I was heading. So many things, right? There are so many reasons why things happen to us and why we experience these effects. But I agree with you 100% that that's exactly what I would do too. Hey, it's always been for the better, right? You always win. You always win. And you will win again every single time. You don't have to, I mean, you can be in the moment, make space to be in what you're feeling, understand it, feel it. Some people go through horrible things. It's okay to sit down and go, this sucks, right? This is horrible. I don't like that this is happening. But know also somewhere in the back of your mind that something is going to come of this that's going to put you in a better place. So I love that. Love, love, love. Anything else on this principle before we kind of close the book on it?
I don't think about it. I mean, we can always add further, but I feel like what we've both spoken out there has been so dense in a good way, like so many golden nuggets that
got right down to it.
Exactly.
We got right down to the nitty gritty. Now you got mm-hmm. it. Every cause will lead to an effect. Every effect is a result of something that you've worked on in the past and that, you know, had to happen as a result of that. And we're walking miracles every day. Thank you, Danny, so much for breaking this down with me again. And we have one more. We're going to come back in a couple of weeks with our final principle, which is the principle of gender. And I can't wait to cover that and to put a bow on this series. I'm going to be a little sad. We'll have to figure out other things to put together because exactly. I have so much fun with this philosophy series. I really do.
So
thank you, Danny, for being here.
Thank you.
To my listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you next time on Third Eye Talks. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Third Eye Talks, a podcast for the spiritual junkie, brought to you by Believe It Life Coaching. Follow us on Instagram at Believe It Coach or visit our website for more information, believeitlifecoaching.com.